Well, hello and welcome to the second edition of Survivors of Stroke. Okay, so you had your stroke, you're in the hospital, they got you stabilized. Now what? Well, let's talk about rehab. There are 6 post-stroke rehab programs you may need. Let's talk about a couple of them. After a stroke, the primary approach to healing and recovery involves an active rehabilitation plan to improve physical abilities and cognitive functions. There are a number of different types of post-stroke rehabilitation, and if you're recovering from a stroke, you will likely need to participate in one or more of these. Let's talk about some different ones. The first is physical therapy. Physical therapy includes a variety of muscle maneuvers and exercises. Post-stroke physical therapy activities are designed to train the brain and the muscles to work together using an approach that builds muscle strength and maintains healthy muscle tone. While researchers did not find that one kind of physical therapy was better than another, they did conclude that physical therapy is effective for helping stroke survivors improve mobility, walk at a faster pace, function more independently, and have better balance. Researchers also estimated that the ideal dose of physical therapy to be approximately 30 to 60 minutes, 5 to 7 days per week. Physical therapy was also found to be more effective when the sessions were initiated shortly after one stroke. Occupational therapy. Unlike physical therapy, occupational therapy is a more task-focused type of training. Occupational therapists work with stroke survivors on practical, real-world, day-to-day activities. With stroke rehabilitation, what to expect as you recover. Stroke rehabilitation is an important part of recovery after the stroke. Find out what's involved in stroke rehabilitation. The goal of stroke rehabilitation is to help you relearn skills that you lost when a stroke affected part of your brain. Stroke rehabilitation can help you regain independence and improve your quality of life. The severity of stroke complications and each person's ability to recover vary widely. Researchers have found that people who participate in a focused stroke rehabilitation program perform better than most people who don't have stroke rehabilitation. There are many approaches to stroke rehabilitation. Your rehab plan will depend on the part of the body or type of ability affected by your stroke. Physical therapy concentrates on tasks such as climbing stairs, getting in and out of bed, and getting dressed. Of course, there is an overlap between physical and occupational therapy, and the two are both key components of stroke recovery. But physical therapy is more focused on strengthening and maintaining tone of target muscle groups, while occupational therapy is more focused on coordinating and using muscles for certain directed goals. Another type of therapy is speech and swallow therapy. Speech problems are often expected after stroke, while swallowing problems are usually more of an unpleasant surprise for stroke survivors and their loved ones. A speech and swallow evaluation is typically done in the hospital. As you recover from your stroke, your speech and swallowing abilities might begin to get better on their own. Speech therapy is focused on understanding words as well as on producing words that others can clearly understand. Sometimes speech therapy involves flashcards, pictures, and of course, practice and repetition with speaking. Swallowing is important for a number of reasons. Nutrition is a vital part of life, and that doesn't change after a stroke. Swallowing abilities is necessary for maintaining good nutrition. However, properly coordinated swallowing is important for other health issues in addition to nutrition. When swallowing, muscles do not move as they should. Choking on food is one of the dangerous consequences. Choking can cause an infection called aspiration pneumonia, which is a bigger problem among stroke survivors than most people realize. Choking on food can also result in dangerous lack of oxygen, which can cause brain damage and even brain death. The consequences of a swelling disability are not something to be ignored. Fortunately, there is a whole system in place for swallowing therapy, and it's to help stroke survivors avoid the serious and scary complications of a stroke. Visual therapy and balance therapy are often scheduled in combination rehabilitation sessions for stroke survivors. That is because vision partially relies on good balance, and balance partially relies on good vision. Visual therapy and balance therapy are often scheduled in combination rehabilitation sessions for stroke survivors. This is because vision partially relies on good balance, and good balance partially relies on good vision. The duration of your stroke rehabilitation depends on the severity of your stroke and related complications. Some stroke survivors recover quickly, but most need some form of long-term stroke rehabilitation lasting possibly months or years after a stroke. Your stroke rehabilitation plan will change during your recovery as you learn skills and your needs change. With ongoing practice, you can continue to make gains over time. You'll probably begin stroke rehabilitation while you're still in hospital. Before you leave, you and your family will work with hospital social workers and your care team to determine the best rehabilitation settings. Having your therapy at home allows greater flexibility than other options. One drawback is you likely won't have access to specialized rehabilitation equipment, and in addition, insurance strictly controls who qualifies for home-based therapy. Talk to your doctor and family about the best option for you. During stroke recovery, can the brain heal itself? Well, the good news is yes. Research indicates that in many instances, a brain can heal itself after a stroke. As you know, a stroke is triggered when a blood vessel in the brain is blocked or bursts. A common analogy is that it's like a heart attack in the brain. Brain cells that are damaged are not beyond repair. They can regenerate, and this process of creating new cells is called neurogenesis. The new, rapid recovery usually occurs during the first 3 to 4 months after a stroke. However, recovery can continue well into the first and second year as well. Early intervention is key to successful recovery. You all know the effects of stroke. Strokes affect everyone differently depending on the severity of stroke, which side of the brain was damaged, and a person's overall health before the stroke. The side of the body most affected is opposite the side of the brain that was damaged. A stroke in the brainstem is the most serious, causing major paralysis and speech issues. Memory loss and motor skills paralysis are common symptoms regardless of where the stroke occurs in the brain. A stroke on the left side of the brain is likely to cause speech problems like I have, a slow, cautious behavioral style, and a stroke on the right side of the brain is more likely to cause vision problems. Common physical, mental, and emotional symptoms following a stroke include muscle weakness on one side of the body, trouble walking, joint pain, muscle stiffness or spasms, numbness or tingling in the arms and legs, vision issues, an altered sense of touch, such as the ability to feel hot or cold, chronic pain syndromes resulting from damage to the nervous system, trouble coordinating body movements, difficulty swallowing and eating, speech and language problems, trouble focusing, trouble remembering, problems with perception, such as judging distances, emotional distress such as fear, anxiety, anger, sadness, or frustration. Depression affects 30 to 50% of stroke survivors, leading to lowered self-esteem and withdrawal. Rehabilitation helps stroke survivors relearn skills that have been lost or compromised. It teaches survivors new ways of performing tasks based on their disabilities, such as learning how to bathe or get dressed using only one hand. Experts believe that repetition is important. While learning any new skill requires patience and practice, a repetitive rehabilitation program helps the brain heal. Physical, recreational, and occupational therapy and other rehab programs are important. Now I have some tips for the caregivers. During the post-stroke care, you need to evaluate the home environment. Does it need a modification to reduce risks or better accommodate the patient? You need to ensure a healthy diet. Encourage exercise. Be on the lookout for dizziness or imbalance. Encourage social interaction. Keep the brain active. Offer musical stimuli. Live music and singing or listening to musical recordings can also help trigger cognitive awareness and jumpstart the brain. Seek support. Turn to family, friends, caregivers, community resources, and support groups for help. And lastly, take care of yourself. You are the primary caregiver. Try to maintain balance. You need to monitor your own well-being to avoid burnout and continue to provide the best care possible. Many stroke patients can, in fact, lead very healthy and fulfilling lives once again. Learning how to help them cope with this aftermath of this debilitating experience can make a big difference. Be patient, be aware, be strong, and don't hesitate to seek help. Thanks for listening. Check our website for information on our next podcast. I'm Dave Smith, your host.